On March 8th from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m, the International Women's Day Lunch and Learn is happening. Join the SFU Vancouver Campus and the Women's Center for a special SFU Vancouver Lunch and Learn event to celebrate International Women's Day. This free event will invite some incredible speakers for a collaborative Q&A session. For more information, go visit the SFU event webpage. The event will be happening on March 8th at 12 p.m. at the SFU Vancouver campus.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 574 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. I'll start things off with the legendary Johnny Winter, who would have turned 79 on Thursday. He was born February 23rd, 1944 in Beaumont, Texas. Over the course of a sizzling 45-year recording career, he was nominated for 10 Grammy Awards, played Moncho in 1984, and was nominated for 5 Blues Music Awards, winning twice. In 1988, Johnny Winter became the first non-African American inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. From his 1969 Woodstock appearance, this is Johnny Winter with Mean Town Blues.
Yeah.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music recorded live at Deer Lake Park, we had Nanaimo, BC's David Gogo with his cover of Louisiana Blues. And I got this week's rock and blues show started off with the late, great Johnny Winter and Mean Town Blues recorded live at Woodstock in 1969. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, Canned Heat co-founder, singer, and guitarist Bob the Bear Height was born 80 years ago Sunday, February 26, 1943 in Torrance, California. Height co-founded Canned Heat in 1965 at 22 with fellow blues aficionado Alan Blind Al Wilson and guitarist Henry Vestine, and was the band's frontman for a decade. In 1967, they played the Monterey Pop Festival before their debut album was released by Liberty Records. Their success with Liberty led Height to introduce the label to Albert Collins, who signed the Iceman to a three-album deal. In 1969, with four albums under their belts, Canned Heat played the second night of Woodstock, a seven-song set that included a 30-minute-long encore, Woodstock Boogie, and finished with their classic, On the Road Again. Bob Height was also an accomplished producer and was at the helm for three of Canned Heat's albums, as well as albums by Sonny Land Slim and John Lee Hooker, including the classic double album Hooker and Heat. In 1972, Canned Heat released their first album since Alan Wilson's death, Historical Figures and Ancient Heads, to positive reviews, and featured Height singing with the legendary Little Richard on the album's standout track, Rockin' with the King. Canned Heat played Montreux in 1973 with Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Bob Height's last album with Canned Heat was 1978's Human Condition. From their 1968 sophomore release, Boogie with Canned Heat, this is Canned Heat featuring the late, great Bob the Bear Height with Turpentine Moan.
Generic alternative presents its super cool and sophisticated listeners and indie-packed alternative rock with a splash of electronic dancing music. As an added bonus, some generically alternative facts and far-reaching tidbit information will delight your eardrums. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Must you put it in a box? It seems just like a fable. And can't that clock just tick its tock? From the Alabama Black Belt to the Mississippi Delta, it's also deeply heartfelt, but not my only source of shelter. Where your blues come from? Does it even really matter where your blues come from? I got mine and you got yours. Where your blues come from? Deep down in my soul. tell my stories of the present. If I'm true, my lines will last. If they're not, I'll be repentant. There's that Texas Roadhouse rhyme and that Piedmont finger picking. A give or not and not malign. Just stop that fussing and nitpicking. Where your blues come from? Does it even really matter? Where your blues come from? I got mine and you got yours. Where your blues come from? Deep down in my soul. Where your blues come from? Maybe a tale can be retold. Where your blues come from? 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 Where your blues come from?
Closing out that set from their new single, Where the Blues Comes from their forthcoming release, Outside the Lines, with Williamstown's Misty Blues, with Where the Blues Come From. Before that, from his soon-to-be-released 0 to 60, we had Tulsa's Scott Ellison with Jenny Cat. And I got that set started off with Canned Heat and Turpentine Moan from 1968's Boogie with Canned Heat. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, from their 2022 full-length debut, Donkey Land, this is Little Rock's Funky Donkey with Not a Canary.
Staying very long anyway.